Birth of a Second Son, James Edson White. The precise date when the present truth was brought home, prayed over, folded, addressed, and mailed is not recorded. It was late July, 1849. Almost simultaneously, there was an important event in the White family, and that does carry a date. Ellen White wrote, July 28, 1849, my second child, James Edson White, was born. Reflected in the names that James and Ellen gave to their children is the high esteem in which they held certain of the stalwart Adventist families. The first son, Henry, also carried the name of Nichols, the loyal family in Dorchester, Massachusetts. The second son was named for Hiram Edson. The 6 weeks of August and the first half of September James devoted to the publication of Numbers 2, 3, and 4 of Present Truth, which gave the new mother a little time to make a good recovery. Numbers 2 and 3 were sent out in August. By the time the September issue was being made up, James had one letter of response he could publish. It came from a J. C. Bowles, of Jackson, Michigan, and opens, "Dear Brother White, your first and second numbers of the Present Truth are received, and we are thankful to our Heavenly Father for the light of the truth. I would say, for your encouragement, that the little band here have received the truth on the Sabbath without an exception. And we thank the Lord for ever inclining Brother Bates's mind to come to Jackson. Oh, sound the alarm, and let the message fly. I think it is the last one to the remnant. We herein send you $10 for the spread of the truth. If you need it all, use it. If not, let Brother Bates have a part of it to travel with. The Present Truth, September, 1849. Bowles declared that he believed James White was doing the Lord's work. He added that if means would allow, he hoped the paper could be enlarged to include extracts of letters from readers. The 2nd August issue and the September issue carried several communications from Ellen White. These included her report of the vision of March 24, 1849, given at Topsom, Maine, dealing with the view of the heavenly sanctuary and the doors that were open and shut. She introduced this by the following note: "The Lord has shown me that it is my duty to relate to you what He has revealed to me relating to the present truth, our present tried, scattered, and tempted state, and our duty in view of the coming judgments of God." The September number included the vision given Ellen on Sabbath, January 5, 1849, with the commission to the angel to hold the four winds of strife, and a letter addressed brethren and sisters. This opens with the words, "In this time of trial, we need to be encouraged." The letter was intended to do just that. As to financing this publishing effort, James White, in the fifth issue, published in December, wrote, "While publishing the four first numbers in Connecticut, the brethren sent in more means than was necessary to sustain the paper, which I have since used in traveling to visit the scattered flock. The receipt for $64.50 given by Charles Pelton, the printer in Middletown, stating that payment had been made in full for printing four issues, testifies to the fulfillment of the promise God gave to Ellen in the vision. With the four numbers James White had planned now published and in the field, he, his wife, and their six-week-old son traveled to Paris, Maine, to attend a conference call to open on Friday, September 14. The little company of believers there had been devastated by some who manifested wild fanaticism.